When the gaming bill left the House, it allowed racinos to replace some electronic games with tables that have live dealers. The Senate altered that arrangement, instead allowing racinos to add live dealers beginning in 2021. Centaur Gaming Vice President John Keeler, whose company operates both racinos, says the House version only permitted 24 live tables between the two facilities, which he says was a good compromise.
Affording both Rising Star and French Lick an opportunity to prepare for a time when there might be more table games at the racinos.
Rising Star and French Lick casinos have been among the loudest voices opposing live dealers at racinos, expressing concerns those additions would significantly hurt their bottom lines. LaPorte Republican Representative Tom Dermody, the bill's author, says it's with those two casinos in mind that the five-year delay was put in.
And the time frame would allow them to have some time to prepare, change their business model.
Lawmakers have a week to develop a final compromise and get House and Senate approval for the gaming bill. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.